This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 24-7, 605-477-3249. Today will be a very disturbing broadcast. We're going to be talking about kidnapping, medical experiments by people who you used to trust, people who wear government costumes. We're going to be talking about the mass murderer, John Wayne Gacy, and his activities in trying to lure children into his clutches for his purposes, which ended up being abuse and murder. We're going to be talking with David in Illinois, and he's going to be recounting his firsthand account and accounts of what happened to him. Kidnapping, medical experiments, surgeries, unnecessary surgeries, what happened to him in his life. And if you have a weak stomach, please turn off your radio. This is not for the faint of heart. This will be frightening and terrifying. Welcome, David.
How you doing? I'm glad you got that out
David,
of the way.
David, did I say anything that might be embellished, enhanced, or made to sound untrue?
No, if anything, I think people will think after it's over with, it's actually a little bit lacking of what actually has happened, especially if you were there.
David, we've been trying to get in touch with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, and we're having trouble getting that connection to happen. So for now, it's you and me. For the next 2 hours, and if Gwyneth joins us, that'd be wonderful. But other than that, it's you and me, David. So you, to recap what we talked about the last time you were on the air, John Wayne Gacy, the mass murderer, attempted to ensnare you in his clutches, and you were able to get away with your friend. Would you like to continue from that point, or would you like to continue with what happened when you were kidnapped by a person in a costume, typically a blue costume, a police costume, and what happened to you when you were brought to the hospital? Where would you like to start?
That'd probably be a little bit easier because that happened a little bit before, and there's still a lot more disturbing information that happened during that time. When that happened, and my father was a police officer in an area, a well-known area of the city of Chicago. Okay, I'm going to get that out. That's where it was. and he frequented other police officers. Now, actually, I think where he got his desires, I'm trying to be nice and educational about this, was he was also military police, and he did classified things for the government. They, and as a young child, that's the only, I'm trying to understand why he, I've always tried to understand why he did, and the people he hung around did what he, they did. And they were in charge of children in another country. So they were, how they dealt with those children was they fed them once a day, one meal a day. This way they did not have the energy or they can control them easier. If they died, so they didn't wind up becoming a getting a weapon and becoming an enemy, they took them out into the woods. They eliminated them. They also had issues where they had people, some guys liked little boys. I got to say, my dad knew about that. He liked little girls. Okay. I've seen this. I was there present during some of these things that happened. I also seen the photo, the black and white full page photographs they would bring back that he had, that he showed me. When other people were in school, while they were hiding me with these, the police and the research university, they could only keep me there so long. And in return of keeping me there, hiding me, because the court systems were looking for me. I did not know at the time what agency was looking for me. I actually didn't find out until a few years ago. They've been looking for me ever since, okay? If they were to find me, he risked going in prison, and the people that I witnessed at another gathering where there was kids, I was there, other police officers were there, they were all naked. I was the only one that was not naked. They tried to get me naked. I was disturbed by that. I was only, this was first, between first and second grades, summer school. And naturally when you, like I said before, when you go to school, you, they ask you what you did over the summer, and I told them. But they knew there was something happening to me at home because I was already, I was always being banged up, and then, you know, I can't tell you, tell your friends or them, you can't go out because, my dad had me handcuffed to the bed. And that was his, you know, that's what they learned how to do over in the other country. and that's how he controlled me. So the more I did at school, the more attention I gathered, then the less, food and, I would get, and the more the handcuffing and things of that nature. So that got my body in so much of an extreme, fragile state, I actually started losing vision, and the school noticed this. So they gave him an ultimatum, take me to get checked, or they were going to take me. That I knew, but I did not know what the records said in the report said afterwards. I didn't find out this until my senior year in high school, when they actually read it in class, and they said all these years that I had this, complicated reactions to my condition due to starvation and abuse. Okay, and I often wonder, and I see these things on TV all the time. I'm sure you have, where you see all these people in high positions. They always get caught because they keep documents and records of all the illegal nonsense that they do. And I witnessed that too. I'm like, you know, and everybody at school knew why. I'm going to explain to you how bad I looked. I would always suffer from organs. My organs would start to fail because I would go standard two, sometimes 2 to 3 days with no food. That's why me and my friend were over at the Gacy situation. But anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. So the university agreed that they would hide me there from the courts, but they just couldn't do it without doing anything. So that's when my dad talked to them. This is a research university. Can't you use him for research? And the doctor just smiled. He was happy then, because now they got a kid who has a souped-up immune system. They just have to control it, and they can do what they want to him. So every time I was there, my body was at their beck and call 24 hours a day. And they did surgeries on me. When they wanted to test new surgeries, I was called. And they would always take photographs for their books, and they videotape. They film this stuff to teach the other schools and send these procedures that they came up with to other facilities. So everybody knew me around there. I mean, I was able to go around the whole place. And I wasn't – the first time I was pulled out of school and hidden with them was about a year and a half. So I didn't get to go back in to school until they sent me out of the state for a short time to finish up third grade. So it was second to third grade. But now the first – they couldn't leave me in – they had to let me heal. My dad wanted them to do more things to me. And even when the student doctor was there, and I'll never forget this, he said, good gosh, let the kid heal at least. You know, and when they left, he said, look, we're having – why are they doing this to you? That caused a problem every time they had me in the hospital after that to do these procedures. Then his uniformed buddies would guard the room. So they always kept me right there by the nurse's stations. And they would stay in my room until they would leave around midnight, 1 o'clock. And then the student doctors would wait until they're gone. And then they would sneak in there and talk to me and see me. And I met some of them afterwards when I left. And they seen me out in public, and they talked to me. So they had to let me go. After I was there for, it seemed like a couple months the first time. And they couldn't exactly, they still had these agencies looking for me. So that's when they started taking me with them in their patrol cars and in their police stations. And that's when I had some more disturbing things, because the first day, I remember the first day I was in the patrol car, they would announce the calls, and they would describe, now I'm going to edit this a little bit, they would describe what individual they were looking at and describe them as Caucasian. Now, I know what that means now, but remember, I was only about 7, 8 years old. And then they used the N-word to describe black people. Now, I didn't understand what that meant, because to me, I just seen people that were different colors. I didn't think they were, I didn't know anything about race or, you know, anything of that nature. And I was trying to understand, I'm like, I'm not in school, let me at least try to see what these codes are on the radio. That's when him and his buddy said, well, that means one of them are good people and the others are criminal. So, that's when the criminal game started. You know, so that's when the N-word to me started to mean criminal from that point on.
Because that's what you were taught.
Yes.
Okay, David in Illinois will be right back right after these commercial announcements. Gwyneth is joining us now.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is
nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, that's a very disturbing report that we're hearing. Live. David in Illinois is with us. Gwyneth Isaacs is joining us in Australia. And both USA Prepares instructors will be telling firsthand accounts of kidnapping and abuse that they have experienced. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Oh, your audio is really distorted. Is this the normal connection that we use for you, Gwyneth?
Probably just a cat line.
Okay. I'm going to ask our engineer to disconnect and call you back. Okay, Gwyneth? It's unintelligible at this point. Okay. So Gwyneth Isaacs will be back with us. David, please continue. You were telling us that you were locked in a research university hospital. Surgery was performed on you without you knowing what was going on. You were locked in there. I'm using the word locked. You didn't use that word. By a uniformed people and friends of your father, and I believe they are Chicago police. Is that correct?
There was several departments. There was Chicago. The research university had their own special police force that patrolled the whole area of the city. This is a very influential upper-class area that they control. And then there was some of his friends were FBI guys. So they all hung out together. So there's multiple different agencies of badges.
Okay. And Gwyneth is back with us with a clear connection. David, please continue with...
Can you hear me now?
With some more... Yes, much, much better. So, Gwyneth, this is going to be difficult to do with the three of us, but I really want all three of us here. David, please continue with what you were telling us.
Now, whenever they needed me for a new procedure, that's when I get notified. And also, the other point time when they would use, when my father was ordered to take me to court, as long as I was there being used for in surgery or used for them procedures, the court had no way to touch me. They knew that. The police knew that. So there was nothing that they could do about it. So whenever they needed me or that he was ordered to bring me in, that's when they would use me for surgery. And in between that time, I was in the patrol car. If I was lucky to be transferred somewhere else after so long, go to school for a little while, once he got there, they would move me somewhere else. And that's how it went with me. But I got to see the internal workings of the illegal police situation.
David, please continue.
Keep up. Okay. Now, I would like to, I want to explain something to you real quick. I would like to go, I would like to tell you what I seen with the police while I was there. I would like to then tell you one of the, you know, during each time what they did to me. But then I will give you another unique observation because I got to meet those black people that lived in the bad areas of the city that the police targeted. They befriended me. They protected me. They took me to their neighborhoods, and they made sure I was safe while I was there. So I got to see the way they had to live. And I would be the only white person and the first white person in them neighborhoods. So, but back to the police part. You know, you're taught to go to the police and to be honest with the police. And here, the criminal game came up, so they'd give me little hints. They all wear their hair the same way. And I would ask the questions, wait a minute, they're a criminal, they're trying not to get caught, why would they have their hair the same way? And I'm watching. And they would just pull some random guy, and I would start to notice, wait, they're black. Just for walking down the street, they say, we can spot them a mile away. If we stop him, I said, well, how do you know he did something wrong? He said, they're a criminal. You know, they used the N-word, then they later switched it to the criminal because I would mention that in public and they didn't want to hear that. And they would sit there. He said, if we don't find nothing on him, we can pin something on him if we need to. You know, and if they wound up finding something that they liked on him, they would confiscate it and take it. You know,
David,
these people live
rough. Our class is sitting stunned with your first-hand accounts. We'll be right back.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of a town in central Washington state mourning a sheriff's deputy killed last night after an attempted traffic stop. It happened in Kittitas, about 2 hours southeast of Seattle. Deputies and police tried to stop the vehicle. The driver took off, but was eventually stopped and got into a shootout with the officers, the deputy, and the suspect, both killed. President Trump's lawyers asking a federal appeals court to throw out a lawsuit claiming that he illegally profits from his presidency through his D.C. hotel. Maryland's Democratic Attorney General Brian Frosch claims the president does violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution every day.
He's getting payments from India, China, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Indonesia, many other countries, and he gets payments through the Trump Post Office Hotel.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my. When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. David in Illinois is with us. Gwyneth and David, I think the best way to do this is to let whoever is speaking speak, because we have a really long delay between the United States and Australia where Gwyneth is. Gwyneth, do you have any comments?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say that none of that really surprises me, because from what I've seen, you know, I was somebody who, you know, I believed the propaganda line about the police being there to help, you know. that I believed that, you know, that most of the officers were, you know, just trying to, you know, be the law and order control thing. And, you know, that, you know, that they needed to be respected and all the rest of it. That was before I moved to, you know, number 10 Beatty, you know, where I moved to in Geraldton. And, oh my gosh, but even before then, we had been, harassed for years and years and years by the, well, they call them over here families department, but what they mean is the child protection, and for no good reason. And the proof of that is in the pudding. You look at my boys now, one of them is 18, the older one's 18, the younger one is almost 16, and we have not had a moment's peace from before the older boy was born, actually. And so where do you want me to start, Vincent? Do you want me to start right when he was, you know, before he was born?
Well, you can do that. And then what we'll do is we'll take turns in the segments. You can tell your firsthand experience, and then David will tell his, and we'll, you know, flip back and forth. Class, and what you're going to see is it doesn't matter what continent you're on. You're going to see that police lie and abuse people with impunity. They get away with murder. So, Gwyneth, start wherever you'd like. And, David, you'll be next.
I think I will actually start from before my older boy was born. And I should explain that my husband, he was from an underworld family, and he was a lifelong gangster. He became a Christian, and he went to Bible college. He became a Pentecostal minister. And, you know, but he still had, we still lived in a poor area. He still had a lot of gangland contacts, but he wasn't so actively involved as when he was younger in the criminal scene. But he'd never been arrested for anything. He had a completely clean criminal record. Because he'd lived in that world his whole life, he knew how to act, and he knew how to conduct himself to stay out of trouble, basically. And this is something that I believe that people need to learn, is how to act so that the police leave you a bit more alone. And I think that that's what David is talking about from the other side. But on this particular day, his children, who were also, you know, I don't know, it must have been, you know, genetic or something, they were also a little bit criminally inclined. They played hooky from school. They went down to a local mall, and they stole lollies and Coca-Cola in their school uniform. And at this time, the state in Victoria, I think this is still the law, actually, it had this rule called mandatory reporting, where if something like that happened and the kid was in a school uniform, then they basically had to contact child protection. But they showed up on our doorstep, and they basically gave us hell. And they did not stop giving us hell for 6 months. And at the time when they first showed up, I was 3 months pregnant. And because of their, you know, I'm being sarcastic, friendly help, my baby was born at 38 weeks and he was born 4 pounds and 15 ounces and 12 inches from the top of his head to the tip of his feet. That's a really, really tiny baby. And the case, after 6 months, ended up coming before a judge, and she heard all of the things that they were saying, and she heard what Archie and I were saying, and actually she recognized Archie from his mission work and from his work with trying to keep families together and trying to give the kids the best start possible in their life. And she said, "Don't I know you?" And he said, "Oh, well, you might, you know, if you've been a judge for a while, because I've been, I had a mission work." And she said, "You're Archie, aren't you?" And he said, "Oh, that's right." And she says, "I know you." And from that point on, she knew that everything that the child protection workers were saying was completely false, because you couldn't meet, really, a nicer guy, a guy who was really had more of a heart for wanting to give people a right start in life than what Archie was. So everything that they said, basically, was all perjurious. It was all lies. And she called these child protection workers to one side and, you know, in another room, but she left the door ajar and we could all hear what she was saying. And she said, "Listen, I don't know what you're up to today, but I need to know, but you need to know that what you're saying is perjurous. And I'm aware that it's perjurous. And if you continue on with this case, basically that it's not going to go well for you." And when they came back out, they declared that they were going to drop the case. In other words, they knew that they were lying, that they were looking for some excuse to become involved with our lives. There was no genuine purpose for it. Not ever, not from the beginning, you know. And, you know, this mandatory reporting rule is actually selectively applied. You know, of course it is. If you've got the right contacts, then they're never going to look into anything, you know, and that's probably the people who really need to be looked at. But I think that there's no reason really for child protection at all. Because if somebody is abusing children to that degree, then it becomes a criminal matter. It's not a matter of child protection then. It's a matter of mistreating another human being. Does that make sense, Vincent?
What you're talking about is the mandatory reporting of a crime, which was a child stealing lollipops and a Coca-Cola. Is that what you're saying?
No. It's supposedly mandatory reporting of child abuse.
So where was the child abuse?
I know. There was none. It went before a judge.
Yeah,
the judge recognized that there was none. But that's the law in Victoria, that if a child is caught shoplifting in school uniform, for instance, during school hours, it has to be assumed that this is a suspected case of child abuse. Well, that's a ridiculous law, because it's probably just a child playing hooky.
Mm-hmm.
And children play hooky sometimes.
Lots of children play hooky.
it doesn't indicate anything. It indicates that this child's got an adventurous spirit. You know, and these children. They're all adults now.
I know lots of people.
They're all good people, you know. And it completely messed with our lives. And I think I described the other week about when, you know, of going to the hospital and having to have him in the special care nursery for the first 2 weeks of his life. And, you know, of how stressful it was of me thinking that they were going to you know, take my baby away when I wasn't there, because I've heard of cases like that happening, you know, where the baby in a special care nursery, and they just, the mother never sees them again.
Gwyneth, let me see if I've got this right. Are you saying that your child was involved in shoplifting? It escalated to this mandatory
stepchild, mandatory reporting.
Yeah, your stepchild, mandatory reporting. The Child Protection Service got involved, thought that the child was being abused in your home, and that put you and your children on the run to get away from them. Is that what you're talking about?
They made up a story. They had no evidence. There was pure fiction.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and the judge recognized it as such. It had absolutely no basis whatsoever in reality. But, mm-hmm. you know, we had a large family and we were poor, but our children were well looked after. Archie, he was a good dad.
Okay, when we come back, David, please continue with what you were telling us.
Okay.
Class, this is hard to listen to, this kind of abuse, but you're hearing firsthand accounts, and it's going to get more troubling to listen to it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David, you've got the floor. Why did your dad put you in the university hospital for medical experimentation?
He had he lost custody of me. They were picking me up at school the very next morning. They were going to take me at school that next morning because they knew he was armed and they did not want a conflict. So he got tipped off by one of the sheriff's deputies the night before. And that's when they took me, and they took me there to hide me there. He said in that area, he's the law. They can't get anywhere near me. And so that's what started that. And the university was so happy to have somebody with a souped-up immune system and a live body that they could do whatever they wanted to. That was very – they discussed this in front of me. They tried to tell me I need to feel better about this because they would have to test and show students on cadavers. And instead they had me. And they were supposed to oversee my care. That was the agreement all the time they went to court. They said we will make sure he is safe. And instead they would laugh about it when they got back. That's how much power they had. And I'll tell you, in case somebody thinks I'm complaining. Okay, go ahead.
What is the name of the university hospital?
Okay. I tried to give you a hint the other day. The University of Chicago.
Okay, if you don't want to do it.
No. I'm fine. I want to see if you know, because you brought up the atomic radiation and they were notified that there was radiation in the buildings, I believe it was 1980, because I was in I was in almost all them buildings in the tunnels. That was my playground. but I'll tell you, in case somebody thinks I'm complaining, because I was always trying to help other people and not myself. And some of the people say, you need to tell about what happened to you. Now, I'm going to tell you what happens to handcuffs around a kid's ankles all the time, that's skin and bone. It tears the skin off, and it makes it so it's nothing but a bloody mess all the way around. And you can't walk. You got to scoot your feet along. They knew this. They would help. They would have to wrap my ankles up every time I was there. And then they would heal, and they would get me healed, and then come back, and they'd be again. They would have to put me in the hospital 2 weeks at least before any of these procedures just to get me healthy enough to survive the surgery. And I would be sick for days after the surgery. Now, one time, they had we had an agreement that they did not. My skin was so tough, so I was when I took my shirt off over like by lake, people would compare me to the pictures they seen on TV with the people from World War II, the camps. That's how I looked. If I took my shirt off to go in the water, everybody was looking at me because they can see every bone. I look like skin over bones. That's how bad they kept me. Now, they agreed. We had this agreement that I would agree to go in there because it was going to happen. And they would agree to do less procedures as possible, knock me out. Well, one time, they actually started strapping my head down. And I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't what's supposed to happen. And they said, oh, no, we're just doing this ahead of time. We do this after you're asleep. And the other lady pulled my arm down. Now, they gave me, since my skin was so tough, but somebody's bright idea was to come up and take, instead of using an IV needle, they had a small tube and they put a sharp at the end. And I got this lady trying to cram this in my arm. And then another lady held my head after they strapped it down. And they proceeded to inject my forehead and the side of my temple through my bone. And my bone was so tough, them devices cracked. And the medicine spurted it all over my head, and they had to do it again. And the whole time, I'm screaming because I'm awake. They told me to shut up. That's all they said.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you think I'm,
sickening. Sickening.
So.
David, would you like to continue the rest of this when we come back? I don't want to stop in the middle.
If you wish.
Break.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Absolutely. We'll all be patiently listening to what you have to say about your surgeries. And, of course, we're all asking the question, would you like to extract revenge? Of course, that's going through all of our minds. We'll be right back, Les.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.